Wednesday, May 14th, 7:45 a.m. at my NHH locker. Having to deal with Mackenzie is really bad. And having to deal with Tiffany is horrible. But having to deal with both Mackenzie and Tiffany at the same time is enough to make me scream! I seriously considered telling my mom I needed to stay home from school the rest of the week because I was really sick and tired. Sick and tired of Mackenzie trying to steal my life. Sick and tired of Tiffany trying to ruin my life. I'm not sure how much more of their drama I can take. And if I had a choice, I'd much rather have a complete meltdown in the privacy of my bedroom than at Northampton Hills in front of hundreds of students. There were two girls at the locker next to mine, and I couldn't help but overhear their conversation. Anyway, Tiffany said we need to sign up for the selfie club right away so it'll replace the science club. Although, to be honest, I'd much rather be in the science club than fanning the hair of CCPs for their photos, grumbled a girl with a ponytail. I totally agree. I didn't even know we had a science club, said her friend. I decided to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Nikki Maxwell. I'm from Westchester Country Day, and I'm visiting here as an exchange student. Hi, I'm Sophia, and this is my BFF Chase, said the girl with the ponytail. Wait a minute. Aren't you the Nikki who tried to close down Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Shelter? And why do you hate puppies? Demanded Chase. They're so adorable. I was like, just great. That wasn't me. It was some other girl named Nikki. I lied. She sounds like an awful person. Personally, I love puppies. Sophia and Chase nodded in agreement. I continued, I was just wondering if you guys were interested in joining the science club. They're having a membership meeting on Friday, and we'll be planning exciting activities for next year. We need your ideas. It'll be fun. And girls in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math are super cool, said Sophia. Right. STEAM rocks, added Chase. Great! Just write down your ideas and bring them to the meeting. I'll be hanging out with a few science club members at lunch if you'd like to join us, I said. Okay, Sophia and Chase smiled. There was still a lot to be done, but maybe our plan to save the science club just might work. Tiffany will have a hissy fit once she finds out that her selfie club is in jeopardy. But I am so over Miss Queen Bee and her shady girl squad of wannabes. I have three important goals. One, avoid Tiffany and Mackenzie like highly contagious diseases. Two, help Patrick save the science club. And three, convince Madame Danielle to give me that trip to Paris. Then I am out of here. Wednesday, 10:52 a.m. at my NHH locker. When I got to biology, Mr. Winter had lost his lesson plan book again, which meant we'd be watching Jurassic Park. Finally, it occurred to me why he showed that movie over and over again during class. It was to distract his students. He needed them to shut up and leave him alone so he could search the internet for a new teaching job at another school. That poor guy looked super stressed. I suddenly felt really sorry for him. Tiffany was at her desk talking to her friends, and when she saw me, she did the strangest thing. She walked up to my desk and gave me a hug that seemed to last forever. Nikki, I want to apologize for what happened yesterday, she said sweetly. Things just got out of control. I didn't mean any of what I said, and you were right all along. So are we cool? I was shocked. A CCP had never apologized to me before. Mackenzie would rather be buried alive in a polyester party dress from Walmart with knockoff designer shoes than ever apologize to anyone. This was almost too good to be true. Maybe Tiffany wasn't as evil as I'd made her out to be. I decided to give her one more chance, but I still didn't completely trust her. "Hey, it's no big deal. We're cool," I smiled. "Yay!" she exclaimed. "I've got my bestie back." Then she returned to her desk and started giggling and whispering to her friends. The teacher was about to turn off the lights and start the movie when Tiffany raised her hand. "Mr. Winter, I just wanted to let you know that I saw someone swipe your lesson plan book." I was really surprised to hear that news, especially since Tiffany had already confessed to me that she had been stealing his lesson plan book all year. Mr. Winter scowled and raised an eyebrow.
"Well, thank you, Miss Davenport. And who might this thief be?"
I was shocked and appalled by the totally scandalous thing Tiffany did next. She stood up, pointed right at me, and said, "Nikki stole it." I just stared at her in disbelief. I already knew Tiffany was a mean and snobby selfie addict, but I didn't know that she was also a pathological liar. "Mr. Winter, that's not true," I stammered. "I didn't take your lesson plan book, and it's not in my book bag. I'll show you." The entire class gawked at me as I frantically dumped the contents of my bag on my desk. "See, Mr. Winter, it's not here in my..." I stopped mid-sentence and blinked in confusion. A large brown leather book that I had never seen before in my life was lying on top of my textbooks. I shot a dirty look at Tiffany. She must have slipped the teacher's lesson plan book into my book bag during her apology hug. That selfie-addicted snake just shrugged and smiled at me all innocent-like. Mr. Winter quickly strode across the room and snatched his book off my desk.
"Miss Maxwell, we have a zero-tolerance policy for theft," he said firmly. "Just so you know, I will be speaking to Principal Winston about your despicable behavior."
"But Mr. Winter, you don't understand. I would never..."
"Save your excuses for when you get back to Westchester Country Day," he said coldly.
I just sat there, numb, with my heart pounding in my chest like a bass drum. I could hear Tiffany and her friends snickering behind me. I was beyond humiliated. I wanted to dig a really deep hole right there in the classroom, crawl into it, and die.